This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Audie Cornish, and now, the NPR Cities Project. So we've heard a lot this year about how cities are planned. But Robert, I hear today you're going to explore a very spontaneous feature of big cities.
Yes, and it's something that has intrigued me since I grew up in New York City, how immigrants come to the city and slot into particular jobs and trades. I went to New York last week to learn about one immigrant group that currently occupies one commercial niche. But these urban occupational cliches have been a fact of New York life for generations. Here's sociologist Philip Kasinets of the City University of New York.
Historically, of course, people would, at one time, they thought of Jewish tailors or Italian greengrocers or Irish policemen.
Professor Kasinets says social capital created those associations, family connections, contacts, and it still does, even if the immigrant groups are different.
More recently, people would think of Korean fruit and vegetable store owners, Pakistani cab drivers, before that it was Russian cab drivers, West Indian nurses and West Indian child care workers.
A guy, a table, perhaps a cart, selling some leather goods, handbags, or when it rains, umbrellas.
Right.
In New York, I say this, and you say?
Senegalese.
New Yorkers come by these ideas of who's likely to be doing what from experience. For example, this is the intersection of 3rd Avenue and 86th Street on the east side of Manhattan. And looking down 3rd Avenue from 86th, there are 4 stalls in a row just outside the HSBC bank branch. And where do these vendors come from?
From Africa.
But from where in Africa?
Senegal.
His name is El Hadji, and he was sitting in a blue folding chair on the sidewalk, just up from a man who would only give me his name as MD. So you're from?
I'm from Senegal.
From Senegal.
Yeah.
As is the more voluble Cheikh Tidiane Thiam, a burly man with a shaved head and a table full of hats and handbags, who says he spent 17 years on this spot. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Senegal.
And what are you selling here?
Everything and anything. I have a beautiful customer over there. Let me
next to Mr. Thiam, a 17-year-old high school girl named Fatima was minding her father's table full of cell phone cases and holders. Where are they from?
Senegal.
These were Senegalese vendors at work on a sunny day. They've become so visible over the past couple of decades, they have achieved cliché status on the sidewalks of New York, especially when it rains. On a rainy day, they are known, and as Professor Philip Kasinets will attest, they are fabled for selling umbrellas.
The joke used to be that you got very depressed when you saw the Senegalese umbrella vendors setting up, because no matter how nice a day it was, that meant rain was coming soon.
They knew. I'm standing at the southeast corner now of 6th Avenue and 51st Street in Manhattan, and either way, if I look down the avenue or down the street, I see a marquee for Radio City Music Hall, one of New York City's most famous locations. And here, right at the corner, 2 merchants are doing business. Indoors, Brooks Brothers, established 1818. Outdoors, Shake Fall, who went into business in April 2003.
We have some shelves where we display some fedoras.
Fedoras, yeah.
Yes, and also we have some lady summer hat. And on the side, we have some scarf. And we have some sunglasses because the sun is still shining.
And you already have customers who are looking at the merchandise.
Yes, they're looking at the
feeling
fedoras.
A little bit.
Yes, mm-hmm. So we're going to greet them and come back to you in a minute. These are $10 each, like the sign says. $10.
Shake Fall is a 45-year-old father of 4 with a thin mustache and a clean-shaven head. He runs an association of Senegalese vendors, which deals with the city over licensing and regulations. In slacks, loafers, and a stylish patterned shirt, he is every bit the salesman.
I just purchased a scarf.
A beautiful scarf.
Shake.
Yes.
Just purchased a scarf from Shake.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Shake?
Senegal.
Over the course of a few hours last Wednesday, Shake Fall told me about rain and umbrellas, about why Senegalese immigrants go into the business of being sidewalk tradesmen, and about how he hopes to get out of it. He told me he's the son of an airline executive, but most of his fellow vendors grew up less well off.
Most of them were traders or farmers. And if you're a farmer, you have to trade your crops.
Back in Senegal?
Back in Senegal. So coming to a city like New York where there's no factories, there's no farming, so trading was the only thing that was they're available and that they can relate to because they were doing it also back home.
A lot of them also came to New York without papers and couldn't work in other jobs. Sheikh Fall came to attend college 20 years ago, dropped out, worked as a court interpreter, became a citizen, and then enlisted in the Navy. With $450 and a tip from another vendor about how to connect with wholesalers, go to trade shows, he said, Fall went into business 9 years ago. As for that cliché of the mystical link between the Senegalese and the rain, he says that since the sidewalk vendors depend on the elements, they follow the weather forecasts religiously.
We know ahead at least 5 days. We start following the rain from Florida to here, from Chicago to here. So we very much AccuWeather.
In other words, they watch television. He says they know which forecasters to believe and which ones never to believe. He says if you could bet against the weather forecasts, the Senegalese community would be full of rich people. If it is going to rain, you don't sell scarves or handbags. You sell umbrellas.
That's what I do when it rains.
When it rains, you sell umbrellas?
Yeah, when it rains, I sell umbrellas.
Where do you set up?
Usually when it's raining, I'm on Fifth Avenue by the hotels or on Broadway by the hotels.
Location, location, location. When I first spoke on the phone with Sheikh Fall, he told me that he would be setting up Wednesday morning, either at Radio City or next to the Apple Store on Broadway. Why did he settle on Radio City that day? Well, he said it was because Apple was unveiling its new iPhone, and he said that he's learned that is bad for his business.
People are not focusing what's next to Apple Store. They are only focusing on the new product they're going to get. They don't care about the hat. They don't care about sunglasses.
So from experience, you figure those people lining up at the Apple Store, they're not going to be good customers for you.
No. After you go to Apple Store, anything that you bought something you like or something is expensive, and then say, okay, I spent enough money today, I'm not going to buy a new hat.
Mr. Fall says the Senegalese bring a work ethic with them that accounts for their persistence vending goods on city streets all over the world. Nearly all the Senegalese vendors are adherents of a Senegalese branch of Sufi Islam, a very spiritual form of the faith. Sheikh Fall cites a teaching of a great Senegalese sage that he says guides him and many of his countrymen.
Work like we're never going to die, and worship like we're going to die tomorrow.
Work like you're never going to die,
and worship like you die tomorrow.
The work is hard. It takes about 40 minutes to unpack his van and set up the table early enough to catch New Yorkers on their lunch break. And it takes just as long tearing down and packing up after the evening rush hour. A bathroom break requires friends in nearby restaurants or hotels and another vendor to watch his table. He can support his family doing this, he says, but that's it. So he's trying to move up. Like so many pushcart peddlers of New York's past, he's taking his business indoors. He and his wife have opened a shop in their Harlem neighborhood. Perhaps in a generation, vendors like Sheikh Fall will all be shop owners, and the Senegalese sidewalk vendor, Audie, will be as archaic a cliché as the Jewish tailor and the Italian greengrocer.
So, Robert, if the Senegalese sidewalk vendor is an endangered cliché of the New York economy, care to share on what other new and up-and-coming clichés are taking root?
Well, I asked Phil Kasinets if he saw any new occupational clichés coming over the horizon, and he talked about childcare. Remember, he said, as you know very well, West Indian women in New York are often nannies. He says there could be a new cliché competing with them.
Increasingly, there are a lot of Tibetan women involved in this. Probably not a lot would be too strong because there are not that many Tibetans in New York, but they do seem to be quite concentrated in childcare work. And with this come all kinds of stereotypes, I'm sure completely fallacious, about meditative Buddhist calm and the ability to deal with screaming wealthy children. But I think in some ways the question of who is the preferred childcare worker, people from that part of Asia are now beginning to have that image.
He said, Audie, that in some parts of New York, a Tibetan nanny is already a status symbol.
Oh, all right. Good to know.
Support for the NPR Cities Project comes from members of the American Institute of Architects, working to build better homes, businesses, and communities, building for life. More at AIA.org.